If you have just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Make Up Your Mind Q&A session. Our guest is Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah. Right now, we do have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I think that caller has left us. Brother Afnan, are you online? Assalamu alaikum. Well, I think I'm sure he's going to call back. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, we've received one SMS. This SMS reads as follows. Can a shopkeeper buy cool drinks for resale from a liquor store? Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling pertaining to this?
As far as purchasing from a liquor store, the cool drinks, that will be permissible, but highly discouraged. Because by him supporting that person who is selling liquor, he will inevitably be aiding his liquor business. See, for example, most of us, we go to the supermarkets, the branded name supermarkets, and purchase items. And in those very supermarkets also, they sell liquor and they sell haram items. So we do not obviously purchase those haram items. They sell meat which is haram, they sell poultry which is haram, they sell liquor which is haram, but we purchase in that supermarket those permissible items. But as far as the liquor business is concerned, that is the person's main business. Therefore, one is that it will be permissible, but remember, by doing so, you are going to be supporting his main line, that is liquor, so it will be highly advisable not to do it, not to purchase the cold drink from the liquor store.
JazakAllah for that. Mufti Sahib, the next question that has come up is with regard to interest money. If you have interest money in your possession, what can you use that for? What can you do with this money? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
Interest money is what we call wajib ut-tasadduq, meaning that it is compulsory to distribute it, to basically get rid of it. Now, the ulama ikram have stated that you can even aid poor, destitute Muslims who are in dire straits. The Indo-Pak ulama say that you should do this without the intention of getting any reward. Arab ulama are saying that you will get reward. Why? Because you are adhering to the command of distribution. You are getting rid of it. Also, you can help non-Muslims with that interest money. Basically, you should try to aid, support someone who is in dire necessity.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, the next is, I think before we go for the SMS, we do have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I have two questions, Afisab. I got cut off.
Yes.
This is a simple one. Some people agree to this and some don't. If someone greets you, make salam while you are having your meals, must you now or must you not return the greeting? Listen on. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. While you're having your meal, if someone has to greet you?
The meal has been classified as doing a noble action, as just like wuzu, because it is a noble action classified as ibadat. Now, giving of salam is an ibadat. Now, to take one ibadat and put it into another one, that is the difficulty. Similarly, this law of eating and receiving the salam is like making wuzu and receiving the salam. A person who is eating, you should not greet. A person who is making wuzu, you should not greet. However, if by force of habit the person has greeted, then it is permissible in both cases to reply.
JazakAllah Hazrat Mufti Sahib. We do have another caller online, that is Amina. Amina, assalamu alaikum.
Wa
Walaikum salam. So I would like to ask this other question. What happened yesterday was I made theory, and then in the morning after Fajr Namaz, I vomited. It was just a mouthful, and I wanted to know whether that actually breaks my fast, because I had different views from different people.
Your sister, you want to remain online? It's just if Mufti Saab has got another question to ask you, Hazrat Mufti Saab?
No, it's okay, I'll answer.
Okay. Jazakallah, sister, for calling. Hazrat Mufti Saab?
The question is very common, and what I would advise, for example, she says she has asked various people, and they've come up with various views. Definitely, especially in Ramadan and more so in Hajj, every other person who is not qualified automatically becomes a self-appointed alim and mufti and begins to perform the duties and responsibilities of the ulama ikram. Generally, you should ask and you should be consulting with reliable, knowledgeable ulama ikram. Firstly, understand something. Vomiting, we have got two types. One is voluntary and one is involuntary. One is voluntarily, meaning purposefully, and involuntarily, not purposely. And the first type, purposely, for example, a person thrust the fingers down the throat and caused oneself to vomit. And involuntary, it just came out. Now, voluntary or involuntary, you will have mouthful or not mouthful. And both, you will have spasmodic and not spasmodic, periodical and not periodical. So the rule is now will come. When it is involuntary, that means you did not purposefully cause the vomit. When it is involuntary, that means you did not cause it by yourself, you did not thrust your fingers down the throat and cause this vomit. So involuntary, whether it is small amount or big amount, whether it is mouthful or whether it is less than mouthful, whether you vomit one time or many times, whether you vomit hourly or 2 hourly, it will not break the fast. It will not break the fast. The purpose one, the one you cause the vomit, the one you thrust your fingers or you drank excessive water, obviously if you drink excessive water or water in the month of Ramadan, it will break. But yeah, you cause that that vomit, whether it is mouthful or not mouthful, it will break the fast. And the person who does that will have to keep a qaza fast.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. I think lots of people have had that question on their minds, you know, whether you throw up or if you vomit, whether your fast is still intact or not. JazakAllah for that. We do have another caller online, anonymous online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, you can go ahead with your question.
Okay, what I would like to know is if somebody's got a MasterCard and if they have to buy things on their card, like clothing and food stuff, and they pay a certain amount of interest, are they allowed to buy? I would listen off air.
Okay, JazakAllah, sister. Hazrat Mufti Saab, what's the ruling with regard to this?
First of all, as a advice to all Muslims and all those who are listening, that as far as possible, avoid using plastic money. Avoid using this plastic money system, which is a system based upon Dajjal economical system. It is designed to ruin the person, and it is designed to create in a person the non-value of money. As a result, the person does not realize, and sooner or later he is in OD, interest, haram activities by that plastic card system. However, when you want to use it, that always keep enough funds in your plastic card account so that you can buy the item on straight purchase. However, if you have to buy it and you are agreed you are in agreement to paying that interest added upon that item. For example, that item was 100 rand, and now because you are going to do the installment payment over 6 months and you're going to pay 130 rand, and you voluntarily agree to pay that 130 rand, then it will be permissible to do such a transaction. Although, if you involve yourself in interest, obviously, by involving yourself in interest, the anger and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely descend.
JazakAllah Hazrat Mufisa, we do have another anonymous caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, you may go ahead with your question also.
Okay, look, I need to know after Ramadan, after Eid, we keep the six nafil fast. And from what I understood is that it covers up for the whole year. Is it true? The first one. The second one is, look, I need to have treatment, but this is a male doctor now, and we need to go because I'm having a problem with my hands. So before we have the op, he says maybe he can do something about it. Can I go when I'm fasting, or do I wait and go later?
What's the treatment? What's the difficulty? What's the ailment?
She's got a problem with
the hands. Yeah, the numbness of the hands. Because the doctor told me I got to have a small op to release the pressure. So I need to know now. There's a new thing that came out, you know, the Bao-Wan technique.
Whatever, I don't want to know that. But the operation has to be done on the hand.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll answer anything else.
You know, that's I know whether I can have the treatment in Ramadan while I'm fasting, but now this is a male doctor.
Okay, JazakAllah, sister. Hazrat Mufisa will answer your question.
JazakAllah.
Hazrat Mufisa, there's two questions.
As far as the Shawwal fast is concerned, then the rationale behind the 60 fast. First of all, there is a principle in Sharia which states that when you do a good action, you are rewarded tenfold. Now, when a person fasts 29 or 30 fasts in the month of Ramadan, then that is multiplied by 10. So that gives us 300. So 29 comes under the order of 30. With another jurisprudential principle which says that the order will go according to the majority. And the sixth fast also, if you multiply it by 10, will give you a 60. And the lunar year is approximately plus minus 360 days. So by keeping the sixth Shawwal fast, which obviously you can keep separately, not one after the other, but the females and those who make qaza fast should remember clearly, number one, they should keep the qaza fast first. Number two, they cannot combine the qaza niyat with the Shawwal nafil niyat. Thirdly, the Shawwal fast can be kept separately. So by keeping the sixth Shawwal fast, technically a person will get the reward of fasting the entire Islamic lunar year. As far as the operation is concerned, that if it is absolutely necessary, then the operation on the hand can be done in the month of Ramadan. If there is mere treatment, then that also can be done in the month of Ramadan. Going to a male doctor for a female is permissible, provided that you go with the mahram. Unfortunately, because of our corrupt kuffar education, which is taught in the schools, in all schools, then we unfortunately have lost our haya, modesty, morality. And the lady, female, Muslim lady, in the light of Sharia, is not allowed to be alone with a male doctor. This is absolutely haram, impermissible, and this is contrary to the spirit and letter of the Sharia for a female to be alone with any doctor, any male doctor, and this brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is blatant contrary to the Shariat of Islam. So if the treatment is done by the Muslim doctor, he can go for it, provided her mahram is there when that treatment is taking place.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. Right now you are listening to Make Up Your Mind Q&A session. This program is brought to you by Arrow Cash and Carry. 4:52. We have approximately 8 minutes left for this program. Well, if you do have any questions, this is your opportunity on a Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. inshallah to ask your questions, and inshallah Hazrat Mufti Saab will respond or will answer your questions. We do have Anonymous online. Anonymous, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You can go ahead, sister,
I'm
with your question.
To my respect, I'm a widow, and I've got a little bit of money in the bank which I'm collecting interest. Every 6 months I collect R1,000. I just want to find out if it's permissible for me to pay zakat.
Okay, Jazak.
And another question, okay. I want to find out, every day after sale, I read my tajuk namaz. I want to find out, after tajuk namaz, what can I do, what can I read? Because I read my tajuk namaz, and after that I've got plenty of time. So I just want to know, what else can I read? Can I read the...
Okay, sister, inshallah, Mufti Saab will answer your questions. Okay, Jazakallah. Hazrat Mufti Saab?
You will have to repeat both questions one at a time. I did not hear them.
Okay, the sister wants to know that every morning that she does perform her Tahajjud Salah. After her Tahajjud Salah, she says she's got time. She wants to know, what else must she read?
First of all, Alhamdulillah, if she has got time after Tahajjud, then she can make her Qaza Salah. Understand, she can make first of all her Qaza Salat. Number two, she can continue with Quran Tilawat. Number three, that is the best time for dua. Number four, that she can make recite Durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number five, make any zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For the males, we generally say make zikr, and for the females, that they can praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, make tahleel and recite the tasbihat. Our pious predecessors used the word tasbihat when it came to ladies and zikr when it came to men. So all these things she can do, and whatever she is inclined to, that is why I'm not giving it in order of preference, whatever her heart is inclined to, making Qaza Salat will be given the preference. Other than that, Quran Tilawat, making Tasbih, making further Nafil Salat, or reciting Durood Sharif, she can do what her heart is inclined towards. The other question, Hafiz?
The other question, Hazrat Mufti Saab, was, this sister says she's a widow, and every 6 months she's received, I think, about R1,000 interest. She wants to know about Zakat. Must she pay Zakat?
There is no zakat on interest. Interest itself has to be distributed. As we have explained earlier on in the program, it is wajib uttasadduq, that it is compulsory to be distributed. So the person who has got the interest should distribute it to the poor and the needy.
JazakAllah. Mufti Saab, another question that has come about actually by quite a few sisters. They say that in this month of Ramadan, they have so many commitments, so many responsibilities, and in the event, the intention is to complete the khatam of one Quran, but in the event if they do not do so, would they still get the reward of a complete recitation, Hazrat Mufti Saab?
First of all, that I cannot understand that how some females, especially in this month, have got commitments and they cannot complete one Quran. It's unreal and unbelievable that especially females do not have enough and sufficient time to complete one Quran, and say that they have got other activities to do. Very strange. So much activities that they cannot focus upon Quran Kareem recitation.
Hazrat Mufti Saab, sorry to interrupt, but I think these sisters are working during the course of the day, so I think that's when most of the time has been taken up.
That is what I am referring to, Officer. That is the Shariat of Islam. Men supposed to be the providers, guardians, custodians, well-wishers, finances of the females. And this concept of the ladies going out to work, and the ladies leaving the home and earning the wrath of Allah, and the ladies coming out to work, and sustain and maintain and become breadwinners and become those who are parading the streets, etc., is grossly against the spirit of Shariat. Ask any inquire from any reliable alim, will tell you exactly what I'm saying. And the rule is, if they do not complete the Quran, they will not get the reward of Khatam al-Quran, they will not get the reward of completion of Quran.
Gee, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the other question that has actually come is, this person says they've read, if you read Surah Ikhlas so many times, or certain other surahs, you get the reward of reciting the whole Quran. So, why read the whole Quran if you are getting the reward for reading these surahs a few times? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
The recitation of Surah Ikhlas, for example, and you, it comes clear in the hadith that if you read it three times, that you get the sawab of recitation of one entire Quran. Now, understand something. All those ahadiths which talk about fazail of surahs and which give tremendous reward, these are what we term as sawab fazli. Sawab, reward given by the grace and boon and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you physically read the Quran Kareem from cover to cover, Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah Al-Nas, then you get sawab-e-hakiki. Sawab-e-hakiki, sawab, reward in reality. Now, there are two different things. That which is in reality, that which is the original, definitely will be more weightier, will be more in from every aspect compared to sawab fazli, that is by the mercy, sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And logically too, when you look at it, that if a person, a layman, when he has to read Quran Kareem, first of all he will make wuzu, and when he's making wuzu, he'll get all those rewards for making wuzu. Then he'll face Qibla. Then he will sit with ethics and mannerism. He will open Quran, look into Quran, hold Quran, respect Quran, love Quran, see Quran. For all those things, he will be rewarded separately, individually, and all those things will add up far more than just reading the Surah Ikhlas three times with wuzu, without wuzu, standing or sitting, not even facing Qibla, not even in the state of wuzu. So there is complete differences, and a person cannot draw an energy and say, I do not have to make khatam of Quran, I'll just read Surah Ikhlas three times. Very silly fellow who does such an analogy.
Jazakallah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, our last two calls that we've got Brother Ahmed online. Brother Ahmed, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I just got two questions. The first being, are we allowed to attend a non-Muslim funeral? That is to go to a church, if it's a Christian, or to a temple, if it's a Hindustani, inshallah. And the other question is, when we're performing our farz or our sunnat, especially if it's four rakat, in the third and fourth rakat, is it compulsory to read the surah after Surah Fatiha? I'll listen over the phone.
Okay, Jazakallah, brother. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, with regard to these two questions about attending the funeral of non-Muslims. Okay.
Four rakat salat, it is necessary for you to join a surah, especially also as he is stating in the third and the fourth rakat. And the non-Muslim funeral, you should not attend the non-believer's funeral, especially if you have to go to their places of worship. And if it is your neighbor, then quickly go there before their celebrations or festivals or their ceremonies start, and go and ask them if they require anything, and if you are able to provide it, and sympathize with them with general words focused on that we are from Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken us back, taken your so-and-so back. And you come back quickly to your home. You do not have to sit there, wait there, and see all the ceremonies, etc., or partake and participate in all their functions. And you should not go to their places of worship for their services.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah once again for joining us. Unfortunately for our listeners also, time has now expired for us for the Make Up Your Mind Q&A session. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for the time that you have spent, that you have dedicated, that you are dedicating for research and many other things. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum.